Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. It is a pleasure to have you listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Love Letters. In our last study of Paul's letter to the Romans, we developed the theme, God's great gifts of peace and life. We have seen that through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the wrath of God has been appeased. Sin inherited by us from Adam has been paid off, and now we enjoy peace with God and look forward in hope for eternal life. God's grace is much bigger than our human unrighteousness and sin. His grace frees us to live a new life. Keeping this in mind, today we would like to concentrate on the theme, Free from Sin to Live to God. Let us kick off listening to the words of the Apostle Paul written in his letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 to 11.
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Suppose a young football player suffered an accident and broke his leg. He needed a surgery and then his leg was plastered. This condition prevented the player to move and bound him to a wheelchair for several weeks. The footballer felt enslaved to his condition, for he had no freedom to move, to run, and to play as he used to do. But eventually arrived the day when the doctor said, "The broken bones have healed really well. The plaster can be taken off. However, be very careful how you move. Take step by step at the beginning, and do not run. You will need to wait for some more weeks before going back to football." The young footballer, of course, was very pleased. The plastering was peeled off, and the player felt released from his former enslaved condition. However, he took his freedom to move about too far and too soon. He abused of his freedom and went back to football the next days. As you can imagine, it cost him a broken leg the second time. He did not know how to use properly his freedom. In a certain sense, that's what the Apostle Paul is saying. It is absolutely true that God's grace is much greater than our sin. He has released us from the slavery of sin and gives us freedom to live a new life. However, since we are free, does it mean we shall ignore God's will and deliberately sin, knowing that he will forgive us? By no means. Unfortunately, That's the way some people take it. They think, God is love. He is patient and forgiving. Jesus paid already for my sins and offers forgiveness as a free gift. So there is no problem if I step over the line here and there, enjoy some extra pleasures in life, and do some crazy things. Later, I repent and ask forgiveness, and everything will be all right. Sinning deliberately on the basis of the argument that God is love and forgiving means taking lightly God's grace and making an abusive use of the freedom He has given us. We need to remember that in any circumstance, the wages of sin is death. The Apostle Paul develops the theme of being free from sin and living to God, referring to Jesus' death and resurrection and to our baptism. After His resurrection and death on the cross, Jesus was buried. Death took Him to the grave. But Jesus did not remain dead. On Easter morning, He came back to life. He was released from death and from the grave to never die again. Death has no longer dominion over Him. From His resurrection onwards, Christ is no longer subject to death. He overthrew and conquered death. Since His resurrection, Christ lives a new life which will never end. Have you been baptized? If not, this might be a good opportunity to considering baptism. Why? Because baptism unites us to Christ's death and resurrection. Baptism makes us partakers of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. The Apostle says, we have been baptized into Christ's death, and we have been united with Him by baptism into death. You see, baptism connects us with Christ's work. Baptism clothes us in Christ's righteousness. Christ paid the penalty of our sins so that in baptism forgiveness is applied to us. In baptism, Christ identifies Himself with us. His death pays for our sins, and His righteousness is credited to us. Christ's death was on the cross. Our death is in baptism, which gives us the benefits of Christ's work on the cross. Our old self, our sinful nature, was crucified with Christ so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. In the same way baptism makes us partakers in Christ's death, so baptism also makes us partakers in Christ's resurrection. Christ overcame death, was raised to life, left behind the grave, and came out to a new life. Now the Apostle says, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. The old life of slavery to sin has been buried. In baptism we have been risen with Christ. As a result, follows a new life of freedom from sin, a life that is lived to God. The person who has been baptized considers himself or herself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, says the Apostle Paul. We will be back after a short break. Please stay with us.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the spread the word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You're listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We are reflecting on Paul's letter to the Romans. We have seen so far today in our study that we have been baptized into Christ's death and risen with Christ to a new life. Now the Apostle Paul gives advice how to live the new life granted to us in baptism. In Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, Paul writes,
"Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace."
We have been baptized into Christ's death and risen with him to a new life of freedom from sin. We are free. However, we shall not abuse of the freedom. Instead, we shall joyfully live in service to Christ. And this has to do with our daily life, with our own body and the members which belong to the body. What use do we make of the members of our body? Our hands, for example, can be used for doing evil things, to harm our neighbor, or to steal. The same hands can be used for doing good things, to help our neighbor and to work. Our tongue can be used for bad language, for gossiping, lying, and destroying. And the same tongue can be used for sound language, for telling the truth, for giving good counsel, comfort, and inspiration to others. In the same way, the sexual members of the body can be used for prostitution and adultery. On the other hand, the same sexual members can be used by husband and wife within the realm of marriage for pleasure, for the most intimate expression of love, and for procreation. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that the new life, as a result of the baptism into Christ's death and resurrection, calls us to fight sin and prepares us to use the members of our body to live to God and his purposes. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul continues to develop the theme, free from sin to live to God. In his letter to the Romans chapter 6, verses 15 to 23, he writes,
"What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, who were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms, because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Slavery was a common practice in the ancient world. So the readers of the letter of Paul knew well what it meant to be bound to slavery and what it meant to be free. Paul uses the concept of slavery and freedom to speak about the Christian life. He reminds his readers and us that once we have been slaves of sin, and sin necessarily leads to death. However, Christ paid the price of our redemption with the sacrifice of his life, released us from the slavery of sin, and set us free to live to God. The problem is that believers are tempted to misuse their freedom and to fall back into the old tracks of slavery of sin. Therefore, the Apostle Paul warns us and at the same time encourages us to use properly our freedom to live to God and to serve God. It may sound strange to our ears, but when the Apostle speaks about the Christian life, he uses the expressions slaves of righteousness and slaves of God. By the way, there is no such thing of being 100% free or totally detached from everything. Somehow, we are bound to and serve somebody or something. The vital point is, who is our master? Who is the master we serve? Who is the master to whom our life is committed? One master is sin. And as we have seen already, sin leads to the tragic consequence of death. The other master is God, who through Jesus Christ set us free from the slavery of sin to be his servants. What is the result of being slaves of God? The result is sanctification, that is, lives devoted to God. As slaves of God, we offer our time, talents, skills, possessions, and whatever we are and have for righteous purposes. In other words, every aspect of our lives is to be used in service to God and our neighbor. The ultimate result or end of being slaves of God is eternal life, which is freely given to us through faith in Jesus Christ. The Apostle summarizes the whole issue of slavery and freedom in the following words. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. A Bible scholar makes interesting remarks on being free from sin to live to God. He says, although many people consider freedom to be the ultimate human right, no one is truly free spiritually. We were slaves to sin and bound to death. Knowing this, Jesus came to serve us by giving his life on the cross and rising for us. Freed from sin, we can now serve God. Only when we are slaves to God will we have freedom to be the people he created us to be. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. To find out more about the Lutheran Church in Plymouth, go to www.stpeterslutherans.co.uk. Welcome to our Sunday services at 11 a.m. and our Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 p.m. To find the nearest Lutheran congregation to you, go to www.lutheran.co.uk. Locate on the website directory, and there you will see a list of the congregations. We will be back at the same time next week to continue our studies on love letters. We hope you will join us to reflect on the theme, Free from the Law. Should you have any questions or comments on our studies of love letters, please write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Note also that the podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find Program and select Love Letters. Please stay tuned into Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. God bless and keep you.